Holy Spirit, give me words to encourage your people and grant us to remember only what comes from you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you today. We have in the gospel a scene at the temple where Jesus is talking to people who are concerned about what they sense is about to happen. We have a passage that Luke is writing to people that are enduring fierce persecution under the Romans that is costing them their homes and in some cases their lives. And we have a word by the Holy Spirit to us today when we are concerned and afraid, when we are living in times in history or in our own lives that are unsettled, and when we are seeking something to trust. And the word that we get from Jesus this morning is challenging, even as it is good news. For what he tells people is the thing you are inclined to trust is going away. The thing that looks so solid, I wouldn't lean on that if I were you. Something else is worthy of your trust. And if you can keep that in mind, you will endure persecution. You will find your way through the unsettled passages of life, and your salvation is assured. The people that were listening to him, the people that Luke is speaking to, heard Jesus say three things, three admonitions in the face of trouble. The first, do not be misled. The second, do not be afraid. And the third, do not be prepared. Do not be misled. The people of that day were used to looking for the next leader, the next story, the next good idea, the next reliable person to follow in times of trouble. And over we saw the cycle of revolutionary leaders pop up, get a following, get people excited, and then the Romans came in and crushed it. And their hopes were dashed. And Jesus has said, don't buy into that cycle. You don't have to depend on that because you have already seen the leader that God has sent you. You have already seen what the future looks like. You have already seen a path you can trust. In me, you have seen the final revelation. There is no more inside baseball. There is no more special news. You don't have to look for anything else or anyone else, because what you have experienced in following me is the leader you need for what is ahead. And what had they experienced following Jesus? Well, first of all, they'd been called into an unlikely tribe of people that they were given as their friends, people that no one would have picked to get along with each other. People of different political backgrounds, different social classes, different ethnicities, all the lines that society draws to separate us from each other are overcome in the fellowship of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is telling them, you've already seen a power you can trust. Don't look for buildings. Don't look for charisma in leaders. Don't look for the latest secret. Trust what you have already experienced. And then he tells them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid though there be wars and insurrections, though you see frightening portents. Do not yourself be overcome with fear. Do not be paralyzed with despair. Do not give up, because these things are going to happen. But this is not the end of the world. It is not these things that are going to trigger the end of the world. Even these days, we hear a lot of talk about the end of the world and the sense that things are ending. But Jesus is playing here with this word, end. The word that is written in Luke's gospel is the Greek word, telos, which means end, like in the destination of a journey. End, like the goal of a process. The end is how things are fulfilled. And Jesus is saying that the end of the world has come. It has come in you. The end of the world is the love and communion that you experience with one another and in God, in fellowship with me. This is the world's goal. This is the fulfillment of everything. And when you gather with me in this meal that we share, when we overcome all barriers, when love is made full and complete by the Holy Spirit, the world has reached its conclusion. It has reached what God made it for. And as often as you meet around this table and share this bread and wine, as often as you are together as friends, I am with you, and the world has come to completeness. There may be wars, there may be insurrections, but that's not the end of the story. That's not the purpose for which God has made us. And you need not be afraid, because what you are doing now will save you. The third thing that Jesus says is do not be prepared. Do not be prepared to defend yourself and persuade and be clever and argue in front of the magistrates, the synagogues, the Roman authorities, because they are going to pull you in. They are going to charge you. They're going to hold you accountable for unrest. They are going to threaten your life. And when the moment comes and you are standing before them, that will be your opportunity to testify. But listen to what he has in mind. For it is not cleverness. It is not making a case. It is not a good argument. It is not defense. It is instead the witness of their experience. This is what we have seen. Jesus says, don't prepare your script, but be open, for the Holy Spirit will be present in you. And what the Spirit shows the powers of this world, they cannot overcome. It is these moments that are why we are here today. It is the testimony of the people in the time that they were reading Luke's gospel that were emboldened and encouraged to stand before powers and testify to their encounter with Jesus Christ in the communities that they lived in, that won people over to their cause, that saved and protected their lives ultimately, or for those lives that were lost, made them inspiration for those that would come after. Do not be so clever that you are not listening to what the Spirit is inviting you to do. Do not be so wired in your defense that you cannot be open to the movement of freshness. So, how do we find inspiration in this word that was given to people so long ago? Well, I would suggest that I'm sometimes afraid and would do well to listen to this. I am sometimes concerned about the signs and portents that I see around me. I am sometimes anxious about what is happening in my life. As I get older and my relationships change and things are not as they used to be. And Jesus says to me in these moments, do not be misled. Do not look for the latest cure. Do not look for people who are going to tell you how to find a way out of anxiety through some sort of quick fix. Do not be jerked around by something that speaks to fear. But instead remember, you have already encountered the last revelation. You have the answer if you can just be faithful to it. Come back to where I am. And when you are there, whatever you are dealing with becomes meaningful. And you can experience it in the context of God's saving love. Jesus says to me, do not worry about the end, for you are already at the end every Sunday. Every Sunday when you are with my people, you are in my love, and that is enough for you. And finally, he says to me, when you are challenged, when the way that you are living runs up against the ethos of this world, and people are telling you you're crazy, or that you're not mad enough, or that you're not scared enough, don't argue with them. Don't argue with them. Simply share the testimony of your life living with others in my name. It's funny that the message that Jesus gives me in these passages, above all, is none of us are Christians on our own. Everything in this story is about how we live together. Everything in this story is how we become the body of Christ through our fellowship and love with one another. Everything in this story is a challenging word to us who live in a sort of do-it-yourself culture, that the way we stay close to the revelation of Jesus Christ in this world is by the challenging listening to, bearing with, loving, celebrating with, grieving with one another. This is a passage all about Jesus reminding them that when challenge comes and we're tempted to scatter, when fear comes and we're tempted to go into ourselves, when we're all trying to make sure us and our folks are okay, it is the practice of being together in the Holy Spirit that is the final reassurance and that really protects us from anything that scares us. I had one of these moments not so long ago where God broke into my life and made this real. One of these don't be prepared moments. I was working in Toronto for a week. And in the evening, I would go out walking and seeing things on the side of the street, people that seemed lonely or hurting. And something was building up inside of me, and I decided to go to the farmer's market, and I got in the longest line there. And I asked people, what are you waiting for? And they said, strawberries. And I said, they must be good. And they said, they're fantastic. They're divine. And I waited 45 minutes. I got up to where the farmers and their children were packaging the strawberries. And I said, I'll take 4 quarts. And the farmer looked at me sort of startled. And he said, what are you going to do with 4 quarts of strawberries? And I said, I'm going to eat them. He said, that's a lot of strawberries. I said, I feel hungry. So he reluctantly gave me the bag. As I started home, eating the strawberries, I'd eaten about half of a quart. I was already itching and breaking out. And I realized I wasn't going to be able to be responsible for everything that I'd taken in. When I got back to where I was staying, there was a sign inside the refrigerator that said, under no circumstances can you leave any food in this apartment. And I texted the owner, and I said, but the strawberries are amazing. And she wrote back one word, no. So here I am, in a city where I don't know anyone, with a lot of strawberries that I can't possibly throw away. And for the next 3 days, they weighed heavily on me and colored everything that I saw in this city. Until the last night that I was there, I was walking past a government building, and there were about a dozen people in sleeping bags out front, and I thought, okay. And something took over. I went back to the apartment, put the strawberries in the paper bag, and I came back. And without thinking, I squatted down in the midst of this congregation, and the words that came out were, I got too many strawberries. And a woman looked up from a sleeping bag and she said, you poor thing. What are you going to do? And I said, I hope you can help me. And a man said, how can we help? And I said, well, do you like strawberries? And another woman said, are they good? And I said, I don't know, let's see. And I opened the paper bag and I set the strawberries out. And a man said, those look like they came from a farm. Another woman says, they remind me of my grandmother's strawberries. And another woman says, shut up and let's eat them. We started passing the strawberries around and people started talking about fruit and farms and family and summer. And finally, after I'd been there for about 10 minutes, I thought, I'm in these people's living room. And I said, I should go now. And the first woman said, you should go, but you can come back. Don't be prepared for what you're going to say. Let the Spirit speak through you. Because if you have experienced the love and acceptance and salvation in the body of Jesus Christ, that Spirit will be ready to move when life is unsettling and unpredictable. And God gives you something that is an occasion for testimony. May we, as often as the Spirit gives us grace, be unprepared and open, be unafraid and confident, and rather than be misled, let us follow the final revelation that has given us confidence that in Him we have enough. Thanks be to God. Amen.